Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Positivity from Stacy. You up for this, Todd, the Radio God Mitchell?
Positivity. There's a novel idea.
Yeah.
I love it. Let's do it.
I just read it. It came in 2 minutes ago. So, Scott, I'm traveling from Sioux Falls today with our volleyball team for a tournament in Fargo. The trip prompted me to let you know I listen to What's on Your Mind every day.
There we go.
I appreciate you have your shows in the archives so I can listen in the evening while at the gym. Your show topics are always timely and display how connected you are to the Upper Midwest. We are lucky to have you, Kevin, Todd, and Chris to keep us informed while having a little fun at the same time. Thanks for all you do. How about that, huh, Stacy?
She even had it in the right order because, I mean, you go first.
Let's see now. She's a volleyball mom, so the FBI no doubt has her in the crosshairs if she's at all concerned about the you know, the school district. Did you guys see the statistics that came out in the benchmarks of education from Kirsten Baszler, who is, of course, the superintendent of public instruction? Interesting story. New test data shows pandemic learning decline in North Dakota schools. Now, this is in the form of data that, you know, I guess, you know, we appreciate the fact that there is a benchmark here and they can do this part of the North Dakota State Assessment in English, Language Arts, and Mathematics, and they do it every year in the spring of the year to students in grade 3 through 8th and 10th grade students. And so the 2021 exams were administered back March through May. And during the spring tests in this year, the percentage of all students who scored as proficient or advanced was 42%, which was down 5% in English from pre-pandemic. Mathematics, 38%, 7% down than 2019. And Kirsten said the decline is significant. And it presents a challenge to all of us educators in North Dakota. Fortunately, our schools have been provided unprecedented resources to use in reversing these trends. We've experienced significant loss, and we are now presented with an opportunity to make a significant comeback. Now, I appreciate very much the data and the benchmarks so we have facts to back this up. But is there anybody anywhere that thought that, you know, no, there's no impact from masking up and, you know, social distancing in the classroom and all, you know, kids are resilient. They'll figure it out. Send them home with a laptop. Everything will be fine. And that it wouldn't be an impact on education. Of course it is. So then ask yourself if it is wrong or rude or threatening to have the parents of these children who pay the tab go to a school board meeting and say, this is not working. We need to do something different. That isn't a threat. That's reality. And, again, I appreciate the testing, so we know about the decline, but I'm sorry, a monkey could have figured out the little monkey kids were not doing so well in school as a result of all this. Now, let me
ask
those
of you not watching on our video, Scott just did it straight into the camera so that you saw.
Yeah, a monkey. A monkey could have figured this out. You know, a rabbit who tends to have a lot of children, if you hadn't noticed. A rabbit. rabbit mama.
Their math scores should be great because they multiply.
Right, yeah. They could count. Anyway, you don't think they could have figured this out? It is unbelievable.
You didn't see, I'd put in our little chat thing, the T-shirt that one of the parents was wearing that Fox Business was showing yesterday. I'm a parent, not a domestic terrorist. How sad it is that we've come to a point where
that's
it's actually legitimate, and you don't get seen as a crackpot for wearing a shirt like that at a board meeting. How sad.
The fact that you care and you're at the meeting and you're saying enough scares the living daylights out of these bureaucrats and cubicles in Washington, D.C. And we learned another little interesting piece. Merrick Garland, who is the attorney general, who is working in concert, obviously, with the School Board Association and the National Education Association. That would be the Teachers Union, for those of you in
North Dakota United.
Actually, right. NEA would be the National Teachers Union.
Right.
All of this was coordinated to try and dissuade people from actually reminding school boards that, hey, you work for us and we pay your bills, so you don't have schools without us. Merrick Garland has a son-in-law that's cashing in cha-ching-ching on peddling critical race theory in schools. So isn't it interesting, Todd, that Merrick Garland would put out the little salvo to say, don't you go, doing anything like showing up at a school board meeting and raising your voice. I'll say for the one zillionth time, violence will accomplish nothing. Threats will accomplish nothing. But do not be dissuaded from using your voice, ladies and gentlemen. Your voice
say, they would love it if we didn't show up.
But. Right. Your voice is pretty much all you have.
Yeah.
There's a group in Fargo-Moorhead tomorrow that's holding a freedom rally between 1 and 4 at the Veterans Memorial Bridge and Main Avenue. Just going out there, using their voice, saying, you know what, we're going to stand up for businesses that are getting shut down. We're going to stand up for kids. We're going to stand up for moms that want to go to school board meetings. Enough already. Another thing I'll add on to the alarming data that tells us pandemic learning declined in North Dakota schools. The data proves this. Let me add one more thing. Have you seen the stats on suicides, on drug overdose, on depression?
I can imagine.
This is what the government, at every level, is doing to your children. Take it back. Use your voice. Please. How about we talk to
never let
folks?
It go again, either, for that matter.
Exactly right. We've seen this movie before.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do a little open phone time here today. We'll get the radio graffiti cranked up. One minute only on anything you want to talk about to start the program today. Our telephone number, if you'd like to jingle us up, 701-258-0550. Real simple, 258-0550. You can also text us, 701-237-1590. And Bob in Valley City wants to go first here. Bob in Valley City, good morning and welcome. You've got 1 minute uninterrupted. Yeah. Take it away.
Yeah, I'd like to know what – yesterday I listened to your program, and you said that about the protest at the Capitol building was that the Capitol Police should have shot the first guy and the second guy and the third guy. Maybe the fourth guy wouldn't have come in. What did you mean by that?
Well, what I meant is there were no rules of engagement – that would be a proper way to defend the Capitol. Now, the people who came in, obviously, were a collection of folks that decided that they'd had enough and were going to break the law. And some of them, by the way, entered through doors that were open. I don't understand that law enforcement tactic, so that was a strange rules of engagement. But many of them, the first that came in, went through a window illegally. They broke the law. And what the Capitol Police decided to do was coddle them. And that bad situation got way worse because now there were illegal, I don't know what you want to call it, but again, people overran law enforcement, and one woman lost her life as a result of, you know, some person thinking that he needed to shoot her because he was between, that being the officer that shot her, this mob of people trying to ram through a door and United States senators. And they shouted, stop, stop, stop. Back off, back off. They didn't do it, so this woman got shot. I'm saying if the very first people that intruded through the Capitol window that was broken illegally had been dealt with like any other law enforcement incursion would be, wait a minute, you're trying to try breaking into the White House. Do you think they're just going to let you break through the White House? I think Nancy Pelosi said, look, here's the rules of engagement. Let's hope these people come in. And if they break through the window, don't do anything to them. So if people that had broken the law had been dealt with like they would have at any other federal institution, that was protected and shot for that illegal activity and thrown back out, it would have ended right there at that window. That's what I was trying to say.
Oh, man, you're so full of it. That's just so wrong. These people weren't carrying guns. They were protesting. The Capitol Police let them in, and then after it all taken place, then they shot this woman, which shouldn't have never happened. But you're saying that these people should have been shot for protesting. They broke in. Most of them were let in. So,
No. We're not talking about people being let in, Bob.
You said your space. You had your say.
No, I had my say, and I was very clear. The people that broke in, the very first intrusion of the Capitol, breaking a window, all right, coming in illegally. Now, you've changed the bar to people that were let in. That is another idiotic move by the Capitol Police. So, again, stand by the fact that the rules of engagement were pathetic, Bob. So, I'll let you finish when we come back from the break. Much time as you need, and others welcome. 258-0550. That whole thing was made for TV, is what it
now
was.
Now you can pair Monster Power with Total Control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive trackers. With the Auto Command CVT from New Holland, this transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just with a controller, gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 Auto Command tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
America at war. Rioters in Portland being released without charges. Citizens' First Amendment rights are being denied. For heaven's sake, a sitting president was silenced. Industry with a stroke of a pen is destroyed, where lives are forever changed, and their ability to provide for their family's welfare taken in an instant. Let us first kneel in our closets and ask God to disclose our own need for change, and then let us fight. Let us fight and install a flagpole. I'm Jim, I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and thank you.
Lauren Hovel is here. Lauren is the mayor of Hankinson, North Dakota. We're going to talk about the role ethanol plays in the community of Hankinson.
Every small community always looks for that anchoring business where we can grow and take off of. And the Hankinson Renewable Energy has been a stabilizer for our community, and then we can grow after that. It's done wonders that way because we have a symbiotic relationship with them. They buy water from us. They're a tax base for us. They employ 54 employees, payroll of $5.5 million, and that's a huge for a smaller town, and they brought out infrastructure. So when you talk about the infrastructure, that's usually a huge hindrance for a small community. They improved the roads, rail, we had water transmission lines brought in, and smaller businesses that might not have been able to afford that cost now can benefit from that infrastructure that the ethanol plant provided us.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
For all you sophisticated ladies out there.
Where did Bob and Valley City go? He gets the floor again.
He said one minute only. He had a lot more than a minute. You're willing to give him more. And rightfully so. But he disappears?
Come on, Bob. Come on, Bob. Call back now. 701-258-0550. We'll give him a moment here after I tell you about Patriot Mobile. Maybe Bob will be back on the phone. Patriot Mobile is Patriots. That's why they're called Patriot Mobile, and they're mobilizing freedom right now. And if you find yourself, you know, just feeling a bit hopeless with everything in the news, from spending gone crazy and debt ceiling debates, more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, the list goes on, open borders. There's something you can do. You can buy from a company that believes like you do. Stick together, now more than ever. One company's been willing to stand with you since 2012, and it is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider, Patriot Mobile. They use the same towers as all the major carriers, so you get broad nationwide coverage. They have plans to fit any budget, and their customer service support team is fantastic, so they make all this very easy. And they share your values. They support organizations that fight for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, and our veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. 800-228-0550. Text us 701-237-1590. All right, looks like Bob in Valley City is back. Oh, good. Bob came back because we want to give him the chance to
play his piece. Absolutely.
Bob, the floor is yours. What else did you want to say?
Well, I'm just trying to understand. You knew that it was a made-for-TV event. You knew you were there. You saw the chaos at the Capitol. Whose fault was the chaos? The chaos was the government's fault. And for you to come out and say the way that this should have been handled was that they should have shot the first three citizens that were protesting that broke through the window is just outrageous. I never once heard you say about all the protests in other states out in Oregon and everywhere else that if they would have shot the first three Black Lives Matter people, maybe this would have ended differently. I'm just trying to understand your philosophy. Just in this show just now, you said violence is not the way to handle anything. Well, apparently, you've got a little double standard here when you say, well, the first three citizens that were protesting should have been shot, but by golly, you should try to solve things without violence. You knew that protest was nonviolent. That it was probably set up by someone else, but yet you still say such an outrageous thing that three citizens should have been shot and it would have been ended differently. I just don't understand your philosophy and where you're coming from. You're all over the place.
Well, you're
That's
conflating
what I'm trying to find out.
You're conflating citizen protest with law breaking. So let me ask you
no,
this
there
question,
is no difference.
Bob. Yeah, well, Bob, let me ask you this scenario. Your house. Somebody breaks into your house because they don't like Bob. Do you say, come on into the house? Let's have a conversation. Let's let you exercise your right to come in and protest. Do you let them invade your house?
That's not the same thing, and you know it.
It sure is. It's a
it
breaking
sure
the law.
The people that were protesting were average Americans that were
They
angry.
Should have not broken the law. There's a way to protest without breaking the law. That's all
right.
I'm
and
saying.
There's a way to handle protesters without shooting me in the head.
Well,
every other government agency, every other protest people that were in authority and protest bent over backwards to allow them to protest and to voice their opinion.
So now I think we agree, because I'm saying the rules of engagement for the Capitol Police were the reason that incident got out of hand. And they were not allowed to do what anybody else would do to say, number one, defend the Capitol. Don't let them in the
yep.
Capitol. And if you lose control...
That. I understand
you,
that. That's
okay.
Why I don't understand what you said about shoot the first three people that walked through the door.
Because they were breaking the law. They broke a window and went through a window illegally into the U.S. Capitol. And if that happened at my house or the White House, we would have a legal defense to shoot. And that's what should have happened. It didn't happen because Nancy Pelosi wanted that place flooded with people.
That's why I say, why are you saying that then?
Because they broke the law and it would have not... Nancy Pelosi wouldn't have got her way if the Capitol Police would have enforced the law. Now, that's different
okay,
than people
so
who
now,
walk through
now
a door.
You're saying that breaking a window in the state Capitol or even the White House is a death penalty.
Illegal entry.
That's exactly what you're saying.
Illegal entry into the U.S. Capitol. I mean, again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, how many end up going in? Was it 600? What was the number? I forget. Hundreds went in. They would not have gone in if they just stopped it right there. They couldn't. The Capitol Police rules of engagement. And again, the Capitol Police are constitutionally taking an oath to say we're going to protect the members of Congress. They didn't do it. They were told to stand down. That's wrong. But you can't allow lawbreaking. This is where we as conservatives really, in my mind, lose our lunch. This is dumb. When we say it's okay to break the law because we're patriots and we're protesting and let us protest, we're no better than them. That's all I'm saying.
Nobody.
You are. You're saying that let them go through the window. Don't. Yes, you did. You're making an argument with me, Bob, that it was okay for them to break the window and go in and protest.
Never.
That's how this conversation started. Okay. What are you saying then? What are you saying? What should have been done? What should have been done with the three people? What should have been done with the first three people that broke the window and went into the U.S. Capitol illegally? What should have been done?
They should have been stopped by the Capitol Police. They should have been armed. They should have been adequate numbers, but they didn't do that because the government didn't want it. They wanted anarchy.
Yeah, exactly. And I gave you a way to stop it immediately. Your way works as well, Bob. You know, if they were handcuffed and marched back out, be fine. I'm obviously giving an extreme example, but the point is law enforcement should do what law enforcement should do, and that is enforce the law. And you do the same at your house, so I don't know why you're suggesting it shouldn't happen at the U.S. Capitol. That's all I'm saying. Marty in Stuartsville, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Marty.
Hey, how are you doing? I tell you what, I'm just really disappointed in a lot of people. What would our patriotic forefathers have done if they would have followed English law? People nowadays, yourself included, are talking like red coat loyalists. We cannot go through this and follow their law. We're not following the law of God anymore. I just don't understand how people can't realize that this is going to take a little bit more than a sign and a few words.
Well, give me an example. You want to follow the law of God, and then you're insinuating that we need more than free speech.
Our founding fathers, Scott, our founding fathers tarred and feathered the same type of people that we're fighting against right now. And you know what else? They killed some of them.
That to me is irresponsible. I don't think we need to rise to that level. I think it's, you know, I'm not familiar with the exact procedure of tarring and feathering someone. I think it's fair to say you start tarring and feathering people, you're going to be end up in jail. But I even seem to sense in your voice that you suggest more be done. Because as you say, the founding fathers, dare I say, yes, they kill people. That's a civil war, is what that is. And I'm not going there. I'm not going to use this program to go there. I think we need to do more. I think we need to engage so it doesn't come to that. Tell me if you agree or disagree.
They say when the going gets tough, the tough get going. At OK Tire, we're here to keep you going. From Firestone tires and replacements to retreads and even Firestone tracks, we have you covered. Our certified Firestone experts are ready to get you back up and running, no matter if you're on site or in the field, saving you time and money. OK Tire, we keep the tough going.
It's been a long day, an even longer week, and don't even think about the past year. At the end of a crazy day, you can let all those stressful thoughts just fade away with the smooth taste of North Dakota Sweet Crude, an unrefined, easy-sipping drink with rich North Dakota history. Old Man Wyden passed his recipe on for generations, and now there's a new generation of Sweet Crude called Sweet Crude Orange, the same smooth finish with a splash of orange. North Dakota Sweet Crude and Sweet Crude Orange, a great way to finish your day.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The leaders of the Senate were happy Thursday with their deal to avoid a debt default. They were about the only ones. The partisan Senate vote was 50-48, passing an agreement to raise the federal debt limit by nearly $500 billion through December 3rd. The bill now goes to the House, where the Democrat majority will surely pass it, scheduled for Tuesday. Pfizer and BioNTech on Thursday said they submitted an official application asking the FDA for emergency use authorization for their coronavirus vaccine for children between the ages of 5 and 11. The Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine has a full FDA approval for people 16 and older at this time. A conservative is shaking up the French presidential election and with 6 months to go has pulled into second place in the polls. Eric Zemmour, a writer and TV pundit, is second in the latest Harris Interactive poll, USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hankering for some chicken marinara today. Petroserve USA serving it up. 12th Avenue and I-29 location. Or up at Harwood and I-29. Two Sloppy Joes and chips. Chicken fettuccine. Or how about a pulled pork sandwich with gravy? Or just pulled pork and gravy? Or how about a homemade, made-to-order Valley Meats burger? Nobody does them better. Valley City, exit 292. Chef Choice at MP Avenue downtown today. Cod Filet in Glendon. Here's the best news. All of the Petroserve USA locations, you go on in there. 4 for $4 deal all day, every day. The pizza, 2 homemade fresh-baked cookies, and a 20-ounce drink for $4. Best lunch deal ever. All Petroserve USA and Valley Dairy locations. And register for a chance to win not one, but 2 $500 gift cards. They're doing that on Bison game days. They draw whenever the Bison are home. Stop at any of the locations and register for a chance to win. Of course, it's homecoming this weekend at NDSU. UND hockey team opening up for the season. They play Niagara. A lot going on. All right, more phone calls to get to. More of your comments to get to by text as well. A bunch of those pouring in. And we're going to add my friend Jim, the flagpole guy, to the conversation. Well, actually, you can just take over talking to the callers today because clearly what I'm saying is not going over well. One listener says, how many listeners does Scott lose with his stupid rants? He lost me for today. The Capitol is not the same as your house. The people who came into the Capitol were not armed. The Capitol is public property, not a private home. Well, so is the White House. If I bust a window and go through the door at the White House, you're telling me I should be able allowed to do that? Because I'm not armed? Another texter says, who broke the law? How about election theft? Another texter says, it's a very sad day in radio when a radio talk show says it's a good thing to shoot people in the face. People who have faith in God don't talk or act that way. Unbelievable. Well, I think you can be a person of God and recognize the fact that people who break the law put themselves in harm's way. Again, I don't want to become anarchist mobs. And for somebody to call and say, in one breath, we need to follow the law of God, and the next breath say, the founding fathers killed people. There was a civil war where people were killed. You know, this is the words aren't enough anymore. I have to go hard stop. Hard stop. What becoming of us? Another texter says, violence accomplishes nothing. Ha! So how does BLM manage to get away with crap that would make John Gott blush? Sort of seem to be saying here, if they do it, we should do it. BLM throws bricks, so let's throw bricks. Really? Really? What we have here, folks, is a powder keg. And all it takes is one match for that powder keg to explode. I believe that freedom-loving, constitutional-worshipping patriots need to engage more than ever. We the people are needed on the front line now. And the front line of freedom is using your constitutional rights, not breaking the law, not resorting to violence. Folks, the second you say that, you're going to be diminished. You're going to be ostracized. Not that we aren't already, but you're going to be dismissed and ineffective in everything you're hoping to accomplish. So, sorry if that irks some folks, but I'm never going to say it's okay to engage in violence, ever. And I'm never going to allow people to call this show and advocate for it, ever. Jim, the flagpole guy, what's your take on this? You're a patriot. You're weeping for this country right now. You're calling people to prayer. You're calling people to take their country back. What's your take on this debate?
Well, Scott, good morning to everybody. And, since 1996, I've paid attention to world affairs and realized how much little I'd known or knew about politics. And over time, I was blessed with the ability to listen to a lot of people, and I listened to all sides. I'd first like to say that I'm just honored to be able to partner with the Flag Family Media to reach fellow Americans and patriots who love America. And there's a place for this program, and you do a knockout job of bringing people together to create discussion. And I believe civil discord is imperative for a civil society to prosper and continue. And I feel like I'm laying in a blanket of the American flag, and I'm feeling what those that have come before us have felt for the love of God, country, family. And since 2007, I've realized that there is a new type of force that has determined to upend what our traditions have been in the last couple of years. And it all started with, we're going to have a beer summit, and this guy's bad and this guy's good, and there's always somebody poking and saying the other side is bad. One thing that I have concluded is that both sides are not listening to each other, but one thing is for sure is one side stresses the need for civil discord. The other side is determined to just maintain and create powers for themselves based on their will, and we're going to put up with it. And that's where the push comes. And Charlie Kirk in Hillsdale College would be a great source as to what was the mood before the Revolutionary War. What finally was the straw that broke the camel's back? This is not the freedom that's inside our heart. And I think we're at the crossroads, a similar situation here, where one side is just determined to have power at any cost, and the other side is determined we've tasted freedom and we're not giving it up. And I don't know the answer, but I know that I just have the ability to do good each day and to create harmony under civil rule the best of my ability to do the next right thing for the next right reason and to bless others and take care of my family and pray for my country. The rub is going to come for me is when, say, for instance, what's going on in Australia, when they're going to drive around and make sure that you're in your house and you're not out taking a walk because of some virus. It's a whole nother issue. Or they're going to digitally follow me or monitor me. At that point, I don't know what I'll do, Scott. You can find in the Library of Congress, dated 1892, under the Swarthout Chronicles, Captain Oliver Perry, Abraham Swarthout, gave the blue of his jacket for the first Second Continental Congress battle flag. Now, they were willing to go to battle for their freedoms. What that looks like today, I don't know, but I don't think that the left is ever going to stop till they have total domination. And it is for each of us in our own heart as to what we're going to do when it's in our face. But right now, for sure, those that wish to preserve freedom definitely need to harmonize and communicate and find a way on a personal level to deal with the dysfunction of America. And
well, I mean, I agree with you, by the way. I think that we, you know, how we would react to an Australia-like situation would not be pretty. And that's why, rather than advocate it and say, if you do that, we're going to do this, let's prevent it from happening. Let's get more people to engage and speak up. And I think that's happening in school boards right now, which is why the FBI is saying we're going to threaten you. But that doesn't mean you then jump to, okay, well, I'll go there, you know, guns a-blazing. That's just, let's not become them and say, well, Black Lives Matter does it, so let's do it. That to me would be very quick anarchy in the United States of America. And we can stop this. We can stop this by demanding election integrity. We can stop this by demanding school boards recognize who pays the bills. We can say, look what's happening to education. Enough already. I mean, pick your issue. Let your voice be heard. Find others who think like you. Let's prevent it from happening.
Well, there's 80 million of us, and
right.
We seem to all be just talking about the problem, and many are standing up and saying, you shall not cross. But, you know, a lot of people are quiet, and I don't really know how many are quiet that listen to this radio program, but many people, like some good friends of mine, they're totally paid. The guy was in Afghanistan, and he's had some serious health issues because of his service. And he's saying, do you really think they're going to allow Trump to be back in office? Well, that's a defeatist attitude. So what are we going to do? We're going to let them control the narrative? There's the rub. Is no, we need to support those that are on the front lines, and we're going to have to do everything within our own personal power to say, thou shalt not cross.
Right. And if we don't, then the worst of the worst happens. So let's engage in getting involved, letting our voices be heard. Tim Bismarck, when we come back, Dave on the road and behind him, a whole host of folks waiting to weigh in. Lots of text coming in, too. Jim the Flagpole guy is here. We're brought to you by Pipers today, pipers.com. Land auction happening 5 o'clock today, Regent, North Dakota. Check that out at pipers.com. About 500 acres of beautiful land in Hettinger County, North Dakota. One next week in Strasburg, North Dakota on Thursday. These are all live and online. Check them out at pipers.com.
Hi, Gus here with Precision Concrete Cutters. Did you know that you can add an egress window to any basement wall, even if there is no existing window? At Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. Call us at 701-280-7038.
Hello, this is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services.
I'm here, and I'm just asking one of my clients kind of what their experiences were doing their estate plan.
Would you be willing just to share a couple thoughts on that, Mark?
I went into the experience without, I guess, just a very general knowledge from friends and coworkers as to, you know, what we really should be doing, but without much of a framework, certainly no knowledge of the details involved. Mark was very helpful, presenting all the options, ultimately walking us through the whole process of setting up the system and challenge, because I don't live right here where my mom does. We see each other when I visit, so there was a lot of coordination involved, and he really helped us out with that, too.
Let us help you, too.
Call us now. You'll be glad you did. That's 701-318-0908.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming land and equipment auctions feature nearly 1,000 acres of farmland, excellent cropland in Polk and Norman counties in Minnesota, and nearly 320 acres of excellent cropland in Grand Forks County, North Dakota. And don't forget our premier equipment auctions in Moffett and Regent, North Dakota. For more information on these land and equipment auctions, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or log on to Pfeiffer's.com.
Hi, Gus here from Ramjack North. Due to the lack of the moisture in the soil, we've been experiencing more calls regarding foundation movement. If you notice dirt pulling away from your home, you'll need to make sure you don't have bigger issues. Contact us today at 701-280-7038.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
My friends at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 are a lot more than the spas and saunas and all kinds of recreation fun. Pool tables, foosball tables, shuffleboard. You know what they are? They're a wellness factory. Because 20 minutes a day in a sauna or in a hot tub can boost your immune system unlike anything else. Does more than any drug, any other wellness item you could do on the planet today. There's research that supports this. It's amazing what can happen. We're in a time of enormous amounts of media coverage and everything else about COVID as an example. If your immune system is better, you better fight off not only COVID, but anything. So boost your immune system. Think wellness. A sauna does that. A hot tub does that. Your wellness is worth it. Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2, West Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, online at hotspringspasandpooltables2.com. Jim the Flagpole Guy with us. Let's find out what Tim and Bismarck has to say here today. Tim, go ahead. You're up.
Yeah, good morning. I've been listening to What's on Your Mind for a long time, since the mid-1980s, the early 80s, when John Ruby started the program.
God bless you.
And I've been listening to you since you started. I've called in before. I get quite nervous and not very articulate, but I told you before that I think that you're a great American. You're the Rush Limbaugh of North Dakota. I really appreciate your voice for the conservative people of North Dakota. But I don't agree with everything you say all the time, and I think you're missing Bob's point from Valley City, and I agree with some of what he said, some of what you said, and a lot of what Jim the Flagpole guy said. But as far as going into the Capitol, if you watch the different videos, the people that broke in through the window all were dressed like Black Lives Matter people. They had black hoods, black clothes, black everything. They weren't the flag-waving American people that carry the flags that went into that window. And if years ago, with the Rodney King riots, the West Las Vegas riots, the Occupy Wall Street, Ferguson, Berkeley, the George Floyd riots, the Black Lives Matter riots, if they had shot some of them people right between the eyes, like you're saying that they should do to an unarmed female veteran in the White House.
No.
If you'd have shot some of them people between the eyes, the people wouldn't have had to be at the Capitol. Yeah. And then the police department should have been proactive, not reactive.
100% agree with you. 100% agree with you. And Nancy Pelosi purposely had them not do that. This wasn't an insurrection. It was a hoax. I'm not saying any of that. I agree with you, by the way. I think the people that broke the window weren't these patriots that are there just because they're mad. I think they were the useful idiots that were drawing people in. That was my point. If you dealt with the thugs that broke the window and went through the door, threw these guys back out, who probably were Black Lives Matter guys or some undercover whatever, there was a lot of shenanigans going on there. And I'm saying the vast majority of those 15,000 people...
The point is, people are taking exception to the only people that you call, that you say on the air to shoot between the eyes is flag waving Americans. You haven't called for shooting anybody else between the face and between the eyes. And there's riots been going on for 20 years. They burn police cars. They burn police buildings. They burn courthouses. They burned everything. And you didn't call for any of them to be shot. That's the problem here, Scott. We're not advocating violence.
Violence
is 2 years saying you're choosing who should be shot, and it's a flag waving an American.
No. Who did you just say broke the windows? They weren't flag waving Americans, were they?
No, but who got shot? This lady. And did you see?
I'm not saying that's okay.
There's an armed policeman 10 feet behind that lady. If you see the video, there's an armed cop behind her.
The Ashley Babbitt thing was very mishandled. Again, we're conflating things here, and I apologize for any confusion here. I'm agreeing with you, Tim. Bad actors broke the window. I'm saying shoot them, arrest them, stop it right there. Then Ashley Babbitt isn't on that wall, and that police officer isn't having to decide, look, I've said stop how many times, get back, and they didn't get back, and so she shot. She shot because Nancy Pelosi told the police officers, stand down. I think we're saying the same thing.
And
I really do.
Remember that, Scott, let's remember there's videos of the public standing outside of fences and barricades outside the Capitol. And the police, a black man, not that it matters who, but I remember the video, a black cop, you can find it out there on the internet, maybe, is they moved the barricades and they waved them in. So I don't understand how the narrative should be anything more than that. The Capitol Police invited the people in, so they
did
create a all this hysteria.
Agree with you. And all I'm doing is suggesting something that could have stopped it. All I'm trying to say is, stop the thugs that went through the window. Tim said they're thugs. I agree they were thugs. They were the people that were leading the charge, and then unwilling, good-hearted folks said, well, they're in the windows. I'm going to go in the window, and they're not stopping us, so let's go in. That's what they wanted to happen. That's all I'm saying. You could have stopped it, and rules of engagement would have stopped it. And by the way, I couldn't agree anymore. The violent riots that swept the country in the summer of 2020. By the way, riots have caused $2 billion in property damage and took more than 20 lives. Yes, that gripped the country for how long? Those were violent riots, and I agree. There's a way to stop them as well. But we were politically correct on those. Jim, the flagpole guy, the voice of reason today. You got us back on track. Now we need to define how to fight, and I think it's raise the flag. ndflagpoleguy.com or call him at 571-FLAG. God bless you, Jim.
North Dakotans know a thing or two about energy and the environment. Our electricity rates are some of the lowest in the nation, and we are among only 17 states that meet all federal air quality standards. Coal has always been a big part of our energy success story. As the most resilient source of power, it keeps our electricity affordable and reliable, provides high-quality jobs, and boosts our economy. The coal industry in North Dakota accounts for more than 13,000 good-paying jobs and $5.4 billion in economic impact. Lignite also plays a pivotal role along with oil and gas revenue, providing nearly $1,600 per student to districts across the state. We know that to continue our regional prosperity, we need an all-of-the-above energy strategy that includes coal to make sure our homes and businesses have the electricity they need when they need it. Learn more at www.lignite.com.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork and Line Tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork and Line Tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork and Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.